Many run the race, but one is victorious. So we run to obtain. I run to obtain righteousness. I run to obtain godliness. I run to obtain knowledge and virtue and kindness. I want to obtain all the things that God... I said, God, make me kind. Put kindness in my heart and tenderness towards even my enemies. You think I trust... Oh, I belong to Jesus. I am one of God's elect. Yeah, think again. As you are Christ, so am I. And Paul is saying of himself. Paul, well, what about when you speak against false doctrines? It's like, well, I don't apply it to them. I don't think Paul meant so. He's about to enter into a chapter where he says, hey, these are false ministers disguising themselves as the ministers of righteousness. So I know he doesn't mean, oh, just never judge anybody. No. We, the apostles of Christ, Paul and those who were with him, we are Christ. You're Christ? You belong to Christ? You're God's elect? Well, we are too. We really are. You? I don't know. I don't even know you. Look at me. Look at my works. I really am, is what he's saying. I really am. You? Well, so you say. How can you be sure? Well, we read about that, 2 Peter. You want to make your calling and election? Sure, then do the works Paul did. Verse 8, though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even to you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in the preaching of the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you, according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospels in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. You know, what he's saying is, I could talk about our authority. I mean, Jesus Christ came out of this nowhere and talked to Paul. I mean, he appeared to him, and Paul had all kinds of stuff going on, and he knew of it within himself. Because of what Christ himself had done with him, he knew, I have authority. And I know some people say, well, why should I believe? Well, that's a good question. You know, the compelling reasons are not to be found in, you know, his account, or this is legally this or that. To me, I accept his account because I am a member of this faith. And within it, you know, I find the truth of life. How to obtain eternal life. And obtain things even in this world. Things of the Spirit. There are compelling reasons for me to believe this because of the things that have happened to me as well. So for me, it is this. I preach the gospel. When you hear it, if it rings in your ears as something you want to believe or ought to believe, well, then come and learn. If you're just skeptical, God isn't calling you. You know, maybe your skepticism will turn into curiosity, and that could be the call of God. I don't know. But, you know, I don't seek to prove the things that happened to Paul to people who aren't really interested in Christ. You know what I mean? What I mean is, to people within Christianity, it's significant. Paul had authority from God. So, to those who don't accept those events and think he was making it up or whatever, I mean, you're inside of some other sort of category of person. You're not thinking like a believer. I think like a believer. So I believe Paul. He had authority. Though as if he should boast of his authority, the Lord gave him authority to edify the churches, not to destroy them. Not to bring them down, you know? He's saying, I could boast about my authority, and I wouldn't be ashamed. I should not be ashamed boasting of my authority, because he knew his authority was true. It was given to him. He could say, God gave me the authority to do this. God gave me this work to do, and I will do it. I have authority to lay down doctrine. I have authority to speak the truth. I have the authority to tell you who is and who is not a servant of God. He could do all those things. And he might do this, why? That he may not seem as if he would terrify them by letters. He didn't want to, hey, I could come to you and boast in person and be come down and thunderbolts out of the sky, so to speak. I mean, figuratively speaking. You know, I don't want to seem like I just want to terrify you from afar. You know, why? Because some people, that's what they say. Oh, yeah, Paul, you know, he writes a lot of letters. And there's another letter from Paul. His letters are weighty and powerful. Powerful meaning in the sense of forcible. And that's not like that's an unusual word for power in the New Testament. Usually it's like dunamis or exousias, which are different. I'm not going to go into that, to those definitions, but this is not one of the usual words. It means like forcibleness, right? As a quality as opposed to some